The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 7th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 25th, 1975, in Hong Kong.
Now hear, O son of Pitha, Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Maya Saptamara Patha Jugam Jinyan Vadasaya Asangsayam Samagrang Mam Yasa Ghesasi Tachino. Arjuna is hearing from Krishna. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna directly. How fortunate is Arjuna that he is directly hearing from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Here, therefore, it is said, Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan, not ordinary teacher, a human being or a living being, but Bhagavan. There are two living beings. One is Bhagavan and the other is the living being as we are. That is the Vedic version. Nitya Nityanam Chetana Chetananam. Bhagavan means he is also a living being. He is not Niraka. When we say Bhagavan Niraka, that means either we have no knowledge of Bhagavan, or Niraka means he is not a form like us. Our form and Krishna's form differ. Krishna is complete spiritual, divine, and we are at the present moment, although we have got our spiritual form within this body, but because we have no vision of the spiritual form, we are taking this body as our form. This is called illusion. The spiritual form is there. That is realization of Brahma, Aham Brahmasmi. The Vedic injunction is just to understand that I am not this body. If anyone is under the concept of this body, I am this body, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am American, I am Indian. In this way, with the bodily concept of life, we are thinking we are different from one another. At the same time, we desire that there may be unity of human society, of a human being, and we can live peacefully. That is a very desirable thing. That is the thing we require to understand. But so long we are on the bodily concept of life, this goal cannot be achieved. Unless we have got spiritual understanding, we'll have to present ourselves with this bodily designation. This is designation. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Bengali, I am Sindhi, I am Punjabi, I am American. These are all bodily conception of life. And so long we are in the bodily concepts of our life, we are no better than the animals, cats and dogs. That is the statement of Vedic literature. Jashyatu buddhi kunapeti dhatuke sadhik kalatradi shubhauma ijyadhi jati sabuddhi shalilena karhichi janeshu abhigneshu saiva gopha. Go means cows and khara means asses. So, jasya atabuddhi, a person who thinks himself atma-buddhi as I am this body. Jasya atma-buddhi kunape tridhatute. This body is made of tridhatu. Three dhatus, kapha, pitta, vayu. So this kapha, pitta, vayu, this body, I am not this body. This is self-realization. I am different from this bag of flesh and bone. When we realize completely, that is the first point of self-realization. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has begun the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita from this point, that I am not this body. This is the beginning of spiritual knowledge. So long we are entrapped with the bodily concept of life, there is no question of spiritual life. That is the beginning. What is that? Dehi nasmin yatha dehi kaumana jorvanam jara tatha dehantara prapti. This soul, the spirit soul, dehi, one who possesses the deha, body. This is just like grihi. Grihi means one who remains in a home. It's called grihi, grihastha. Grihastha, griha, the room or the apartment, and stha, who is staying there with a husband, wife, children, is called grihastha. But the griha is not the person who is staying within the griha. It is different from the griha. Similarly, dehi and deha. Deha means this body. And dehi means who lives within the world. That is, first of all, explained. Dehina asmin dehe. In this body, there is the resident of the body. That is so. That is the beginning of spiritual knowledge. Dehina asmin yatha dehi. Kaumar yovanam jara tatha dehantara prapti. So dehi, just like we change from one place to another, from one apartment to another, that we have got experience. Similarly, in the material condition of life, we, the proprietor of the body, we are changing. Tatha dehantara prapti, from one body to another. This is the first knowledge, preliminary knowledge. People have no preliminary knowledge. Everyone is thinking, I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya. It is not this body, I am. This, I am put into this body under certain circumstances. Otherwise, I am not this body. So, this realization can be possible by yoga practice, mystic yoga. So, there are many yogis. Generally, the Hatha yogis or Ashtanga yogis who try to understand himself by mystic yoga process. But this has been summarized in the Bhagavad Gita at the end of the 6th chapter. I am just trying to read from the 7th chapter. At the end of the 6th chapter, Bhagavan says, Yogi Ramapi Sarvesam. There are many yogis. So out of all the yogis, Yogi Ramapi Sarvesam. Sarvesam means of all. There are different yogis. Yogi Ramapi Sarvesam, Madhgata, Madhgatena Antaratmana. The yogic practice is to meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, within the heart. Dhyanam astita tadgatena manasa pashyanti yam yogina. Which are yogis, they see the Paramatma. The Paramatma is in everyone's heart. So they want to find out where is Paramatma within the heart. This is seven substance of yoga system. So yoga means connecting link. Our link is now separated. Somehow or other, we are thinking separate from God. But actually that is not the fact. We are interlinked always with God, with Krishna. But somewhere or other there is some difficulty that is called Maya. Just like we are living under the sun sign always. At night there is some difficulty to see the sun. But sun is there and I am also here. That's a fact. Everyone knows. Now the earthly planet has turned round. The sun is on the back side of this earth. It is in America now. So sun is there. The American people are seeing sun, but on account of the different position of this earth, we cannot see the sun. That does not mean there is no sun. The sun sign is always existing. It is shadowed by this earthly planet. Similarly, when our relationship with God or Krishna is always existing, but when there is some intervention, Maya, then we think there is no God or I am God, like that. This misconception of life, that I am God, there is no God. Atheists and voidists, they say like that. The voidists, they say, Shunyavad, they say there is no God. And the impersonalists, they say that there is God, but there is no head, there is no leg, there is no hand, there is no mouth, there is no. Ultimately, what is that God? If God has no head, no leg, no body, no mouth, then what is that God? That is also another way of explaining God as zero. The void is, they directly say, there is no God. We don't believe in God. That is understandable. But this impersonal explanation of God, that is not understandable. What is this? God has no leg, God has no head, God has no hand, God has no mouth. Then what is a God? They cannot say. So this impersonalist and the void is, they are of the same group, denying the existence of God. That is not the fact. There is God. The devotees know there is God. And He, Bhagavan, God is called Bhagavan. Therefore, although it is said here, Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Krishna, everyone may know, but in some places in the Bhagavad Gita, it is described as Bhagavan Uvas. Bhagavan and Krishna, the same person. Krishna Su Bhagavan Usayam. Bhagavan, there is a definition of the word Bhagavan. Vaisajyasya samagras vidyasya dasasasya jnana vairagyasya sarayiti bhagangana. Bhava, you will understand the word Bhagavan, Bhagya. The Bhagya, Bhagavan, this word comes from Bhava. Bhava means opulence. Opulence means riches. How one man can be opulent? If he has got money, if he has got intelligence, if he has got beauty, if he has got reputation, if he has got knowledge, if he has got renunciation, this is the meaning of Bhagavan. So when we speak Bhagavan, this Bhagavan, Parameshara, Ishara, Parameshara, Atma, Paramatma, Brahma, Parabrahma, there is two words. One is ordinary and the other is param, supreme. Just like in our cooking process, we can cook varieties of rice. Rice is there, the varieties of names are there. Anna, Paramanna, Puspanna, Khichuranna, like that. So, the supreme anna is called paramanna. Param means the supreme. Anna, the rice is there, but it has become supreme. Ordinary rice is called not called supreme rice. This is also rice. And when you prepare rice with kheer, means milk, and other nice ingredients, it is called paramanna. Similarly, the symptoms of living entities and Bhagavan, one is practically the same. Bhagavan, we have got this body, Bhagavan has got this body. Bhagavan is also living being, we are also living. Bhagavan has got creative energy, we have also creative energy. But the difference is, he is very great. Eko jo bahunam vidudhati kama. When Bhagavan creates this whole universe, He does not require anyone's help. He creates the sky, from the sky there is sound, from the sound there is air, from the air there is fire, from fire there is water, and from water the earth is there. The Bhagavan creates by His energy. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rapana rabayu khangamano buddhiri vacha. Bhindame prakriti astadha. He can create. Just like, take for example water. Water, sometimes we also create water by perspiration. Perspiration, we may create one chata, 1 ounce or 2 ounce water, or say 4 ounce, 5 ounce. Similarly, this same creative power is of Krishna, but He can create millions of Pacific Oceans. The process is the same. We can create a little thing. We have created this airplanes that is also flying in the sky, and there are millions and millions of planets that is also flying and floating in the sky. So that is the difference. We can create a small airplane, airship, and flying in the sky, and Bhagavan has created innumerable universes flying in the sky, and He has created the sky also. The creative energy is there. You have got the creative energy, but you cannot create another planet which is floating in the sky. That is not possible. That is the difference between living entity and Bhagavan. The similarity is there. We are creating big, big factories, big, big cities, and Bhagavan is creating big, big universes. How He is creating, that is also stated in the Shastra. Jasyaika nishyasita kalam athavalambha jivanti loma vilaja jagadannana. Bhagavan is creating by breathing process innumerable universes. So we can create a skyscraper building and we become very proud. How we have become advanced. We have created this skyscraper building. But we do not see that Bhagavan is creating millions of planets where millions and millions of skyscraper buildings are standing. This is understanding of Bhagavan. So how we can understand Bhagavan's energy? How we can understand His creative energy? And what is the potency of Bhagavan? How He is doing that, everything? That is also great science. That is called Krishna science. Krishna tattva jnana. Jai Krishna tattva vigya vetta chai guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that He is guru. Guru means Jai Krishna tattva vetta chai guru. Anyone who knows Krishna, He is Guru. Guru cannot be manifested. Anyone who knows about Krishna, as far as possible, we cannot know Krishna 10%, that is not possible. Krishna's energies are so multi. Parasa shakti dvividaiva suyati. One energy is working in one way, another energy is working in another way. But they are all Krishna's energy. Parasa shakti dvividaiva suyati. Mayadhakena prakriti suyati sacharacharam. The prakriti, we see this flower is coming out of the nature. Not only flowers, so many things are coming out through the seed. The rose seed, there will be rose tree. Bela seed, there will be bela tree. Now how it is happening? The same ground, the same water, and seed also look like the same, but it is coming out differently. How it is possible? That is called parasa shakti dvividaiva suyati. Svabhaviki jnana. The ordinary man or the so-called scientists, they say it is nature producing, but they do not know what is nature, who is supervising the natural activities, the material nature, how it is working. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Mayadhaksena. Krishna says, under my superintendence, the nature is working. That is the fact. Nature, the matter. Matter cannot combine together automatically. These skyscraper buildings, they are created with matter. But the matter has not come to become skyscraper building automatically. That is not possible. There is a small teenage spirit soul, the engineer or the architect, who takes the matter and decorate it and create a skyscraper building. That is our experience. So how we can say that the matter is working automatically? Matter does not work automatically. It requires higher brain, higher manipulation, therefore higher order. Just like in this material world, we have got the highest order, the sun, movement of the sun, the heat and heat energy, light energy of the sun. So, how it is being utilized? That is stated in Shastra. Jasyadvaya bhramatisam vritakala chakra govindramadhi purisam tamangmaya. This sun planet is also a planet, like this planet. As in this planet, there may be many presidents, but formerly there was one president only. Similarly, in each planet there is a president. In the sun planet we receive this knowledge from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Imam Vivasati Yogam Pratavanahamambayam. I first of all spoke the science of Bhagavad Gita to Vivasan. Vivasan means the president of the sun globe. And his son is Mano. This is the time. This time is going on, it is called Vaivasvata Manu period. Vaivasvata means from Vivasa, the son of Vivasa. He is called Vaivasvata Manu. So everything is there in the Shastra. So it is our duty, the human life, to get knowledge from Shastra. That is means Veda. Veda means knowledge. Get knowledge from the standard Veda. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vivacche. In order to understand that Vedic knowledge, one has to go to the proper master, teacher. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. These are the things. Now, if you want to know Krishna, Bhagavan, here it is said, Bhagavan was. Bhagavan says, Mai asakta, Mai asakta. Therefore, if you become attached, we have got attachment for so many things, but if we transfer that attachment to Krishna, then Krishna says, Maya sapta mana pratha yogam jinyan madasa. We have to adopt this yogi process, meditation. Meditation, unless you have got love for somebody, attachment for somebody, how you can think of knowledge? That is not possible. By force, I cannot say that you think of this thing or this man. That is not possible. If I have got attachment for a certain thing or a certain person, then we can think of that person or that thing. That is called yoga, connecting always, keeping linked always. That is called yoga. So, if you want to know perfectly, or as far as you can understand, through your senses, maya saptama, then you transfer your attachment to Krishna. This is the advice. If we want to know Krishna, then we have to transfer our attachment to Krishna. Maya saptama, the mind should be attached to Krishna. Now, Krishna is there. We have got Krishna's picture, Krishna's photo, Krishna's temple, so many Krishnas. They are not fictitious, they are not imagination, as the Mayavadi philosopher thinks, that you can imagine in your mind. No, God you cannot be imagined. That is another foolishness. How you can imagine God? Then God becomes subject matter of your imagination. He is no substance. That is not God. What you imagine, that is not God. God is present before you, Krishna. He comes here on this planet. Tadātmānam śrījāmaham sambhavāmi yuge yuge. So those who have seen God, you take information from them. Tadviddhi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadakshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattadarshina. Tattadarshina. Unless you have seen, how you can give information of the truth to others. So God is seen, not only seen in the history. In the history, when Krishna was present on this planet, the history of battle of Kurukshetra, where this Bhagavad Gita was spoken, that is a historical fact. So you can see through history also Bhagavan Sri Krishna and through Shastra also. Shastra Chakshushyat. Just like at the present moment, Krishna is not physically present. But we understand through Shastra what is Krishna. Shastra Chakshushyat. Shastra, either you take direct perception or through the Shastra. Through the Shastra, the perception is better than direct perception. That for our knowledge, those who are following the Vedic principle, their knowledge is derived from the Vedas. They do not manufacture any knowledge. If one thing is understood by the evidence of the Vedas, that is fact. So Krishna is understood through the Vedas. Veda is the sarvai, ahameva vedam. That is stated in God. You cannot imagine of Krishna. If some rascal says that I am imagining, that is rascal. You have to see Krishna through the Vedas. Veda is the sarvai, ahameva vedam. That is the purpose of studying Vedas. Therefore it is called Vedanta. Krishna's knowledge is Vedanta. Anta means the end, the last word. Last word. The last word. What is the last word of Vedic knowledge? Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, Sarvati. First of all, knowledge of the Brahma. Then Paramatma. The last knowledge is Krishna. Krishna stu Bhagavan sa. Janmadasya jataha. Krishna says, aham sarvasya prabhava. Sarvasya, and Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. The Bhagavan is the origin of Paramatma and Brahma. Brahmana aham pratishtha. So, in this way, we have to understand what is Krishna. Not superficially. Even superficially, you understand. If you do not understand, if you accept Krishna, the Supreme, then either you read Vedas or not Vedas, the same thing. Because you have come to the conclusion. Suppose if there is fire, so the fire burns. So if you come to fire, if you have felt the heat and light, then either you know chemically what is fire, what from it is coming. You know or may not know. But because you have come to the fire, the action of the fire will be perceived by you. Similarly, Krishna says, either you are very learned scholar or not, whatever you may be. If you simply concentrate your mind and attachment for Krishna, maya saptamana. Asakta means attachment. And mind, mana means mind. So, if you practice this is yoga. Maya asakta mana pratha, yoga jinjan. This is yoga. Yes, I was speaking. When Krishna explained yoga system, he concluded, yoginavapi sarvesam madhvata antarapana sadhyavan Vajati, Dhruvan, Samyavitrika. Anyone, there are hundreds and thousands varieties of yogis. The first class yogi is he is always thinking of Krishna. He is first class yogi. Yogi nāma pi sarvesa. Madhvatena antarāma. Antaratmana is in the core of heart. He is keeping the picture of Krishna. Krishna is there. But because we cannot see now in the present condition, so we think the formation of Krishna, either from picture or from the deity in the temple, and keep it within your heart always and think of him, you become first class yogi. Yogi nama kri sarvesa. And if you continue this yoga system, yogam junjan, madasraya, the how you can practice this yoga. This yoga system is that yogam junjan madasraya, and in the previous verse it is said that madhvatena antaratmana, if you keep Krishna always within your heart, in this way, mayasakta mana, the mind being, thus being attached, mayasakta. This is yoga. This yoga has to be practiced. How to keep Krishna always within your heart? That is first class yoga. Mayasakta mana yogam, this yogam and jnana, madasa. And this yoga practice can be possible by the process mat-asraya. Mat-asraya means one who has taken shelter of me. Mat means me. And asraya means to take shelter. That means devotee. Or mat-asraya means one who has taken the shelter of a devotee. A devotee is also mat-asraya. A devotee means who has taken center of the lotus feet of Krishna completely. So, either you, of course it is not possible to take the center of Krishna directly. That is not possible. May be possible by Krishna's special mercy, but general process is, you have to go through the mercy or process of accepting a guru. Tad-vijñānārtham sa guru meva avigacche. Guru. And who is guru? Jai Krishna tattva vetta sai guru. There is no difficulty to find out. Sometimes they plead that whom I can accept as guru. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is clear. Jai Krishna tattva vetta sai guru. You haven't got any trouble to find out guru. Anyone who knows about Krishna, he is guru. So madasraya means directly we cannot take shelter of Krishna. Therefore, one who has taken shelter of Krishna, one who knows the science of Krishna, one who knows what is Krishna, he takes shelter of that person. Madasraya. Taking shelter, adu gurbha sram, that is the process of this Krishna consciousness movement. Adu, in the beginning, you have to take shelter of guru. Adu gurbha sram, sadharma pricha. Then you inquire from him about Krishna. Sadharma pricha. Sadhu marganudamanam. Then follow the footsteps of big, big devotees. Just like Prahlad Maharaj, a great devotee, Kapil Dev, a great devotee, similarly Brahma, a great devotee, Lord Shiva, a great devotee, Narad Muni, a great devotee. There are especially 12 names are given in the Shastras that we have to follow them. That is called Sampradaya. Sampradaya means coming in disciple succession. From the original guru. The Krishna instructed Brahma. So Brahma is one of the guru. So Brahma sampradaya, there is Brahma sampradaya. Our, this Gaudiya sampradaya belongs to that Brahma sampradaya. In this way, there is Ramanu sampradaya. This sampradaya comes from the goddess of fortune, Lakshmiji, Sri sampradaya. In this way, there are 12 Mahajan we are stated in the Shastra, Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha, we have to take the path of Mahajan, and the purpose is how to increase your attachment for Krishna. This is the business. And this business you can occupy yourself in this human form of life. In other form of life, we are changing our form of life from one body to another. But if we want to understand God, that is essential. So long we do not understand God, so long we do not go back to home, back to Godhead, our struggle for existence will continue. Manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani karusat. This struggle, everyone struggles hard to become happy, but that is not possible. Simply searching after happiness, one time comes, finished, your business is finished, now get out. That is called death. So death is also Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, mrityu sarva harascha aham. Mrityu, Krishna, comes as death during your lifetime. If you do not understand Krishna consciousness, this Krishna will come as death and take away everything from you. Sarvahara. Then your body, your family, your country, your bank, everything, business, finished. Now you accept another body. You forget about all these things. This is going on. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. So, this Krishna consciousness moment is the greatest benefactory movement to the human society, because it is giving information to the human society that you make your life, you have got this nice human form of body, make this life perfect by understanding Krishna. This is the opportunity. You may think of independent of Krishna. You are not independent of Krishna. You are under the rules and regulation of Krishna. Because we are under the rules and regulation of material nature. But what is this material nature? Material nature is agent of Krishna, mamo maya. Krishna says, mamo maya virukhaya. You cannot surmount the stringent law of the material life. And this maya is Krishna's maya. Therefore the conclusion is given by Krishna, māme vajak prapadyante māyā me tāṁ karanti. If you want to get out of the māyā's activities, pratityaktikamānāni gunai karmāni, then you have to take to Krishna consciousness, there is no way out. This is a scientific movement. Anyone, intelligent person, any thoughtful person, he must take to Krishna consciousness, otherwise he is doomed. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.